Welcome to our service this morning, and please open your Bibles at the book of Romans, chapter 4. We're looking at verse 13 to 25 and the example of Abraham and his faith. Now imagine you're going on a road trip, something like Route 66 across America, but as you're planning to go along, it turns out it's going to look like a complete car crash. Yet against all odds and hopes, you make it there. That's what it was like with Abraham. It didn't look like he was going to ever see children. He was getting old. But instead, he hoped and put his faith in God, and he got there, and he was blessed with a family. So in many ways, he just shows us our theology lived out, what it looks like in real flesh and blood and real clothes to put our faith and our trust in God and to avoid this car crash of faith in life. So what we see this morning, first of all, is the very power of the promise of God, if you see that in verse 16. We're called to trust God. When you go into the garage to get an oil leak fixed, and they say, sure, we can do that for $2,000, and then you look at your car and it's only worth $500, well, you know which way the conversation has to go. Okay, you say, how dangerous is the car the way it is? How long will it last on the road? Is it safe to drive? Then if the mechanic turns around and says, yes, well, you may drive it for a little while. Or they may fix something as simple as the brakes. And then you put your trust that they have done their job well, because you will soon find out on one of those life and death moments that we call driving in Tampa. And you'll discover then if your car is safe. You have to trust their word and trust their work. And so you see in chapter 4 of Romans and verse 24 that Abraham's eyes were on a promise from God, and he had to trust that promise completely. And really what you see in Scripture, sometimes the word promise can come in two different ways. One word just means a promise that is entered into upon conditions. I promise to do this if you promise to do that. But the word that we have here means a promise made out of the goodness of someone's heart, quite unconditionally. And that's the word that Paul uses of the promise of God here in this passage. For Abraham, he was to look forward. He was given a promise. A savior would come through his own line, one of his descendants, a seed from his family, and who would become the king of all nations. That is a promise that we see in the New Testament fulfilled specifically in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so our eyes are called to look to him as the fulfillment of that promise. So much easier for us. Abraham had to look into the future. We look back in history. We see it there in the resurrection of Jesus coming back from the grave again, laying out before us the roadway, the way home to God through his death and his resurrection. And now we look forward. We go into the future. We drive a path through death into eternal life, fixed on the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Now, I remember one of my earliest questions when I moved to the United States. We were just given a car to run around on. And the first time I had to take it to get fuel put into it, and immediately it hit me, am I driving a car with petrol or diesel? Or as you guys would say over here, gas or diesel. Very common, you see, to have a diesel engine in the UK, but you just hear endless horror stories of people putting petrol or gas into their engines instead and everything breaking down.